This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get moving this morning talking a lot of Steelers and Chiefs. Don't miss the end of this hour. Alejandro Villanueva and Jim Colony. It's a super, super interview. Still can't figure out if Villanueva's pulling your chain or not about one thing, and we'll find out what that is at the end of the hour.
Yep.
Marcus Gilbert's not pulling people's chain when he says Ben is going to be good.
There's a lot of naysayers out there that don't think that he has or say he should have retired. But, I mean, if you guys want to believe that, he'll let you guys go out there and believe that. And then he'll have that 5-touchdown, 6-touchdown game.
Ben still has the confidence of this team. As much as he's been, I guess, questioned by both local and national media, egos aside, all that kind of stuff, you hear all these stories. But isn't this a case, because I think it is, no matter how you want to slice it, of quarterback v. quarterback coming up on Sunday? Because I believe it is.
Well, it's certainly one guy who wants to prove he still has it in Ben. And I truly believe that it's the most important position on the field. I think the running game is going to be a little more at it. We'll get into that later. But the quarterback is a great one. Alex Smith is a guy who everyone's been dubbed as just a guy who manages, and he's having MVP-type season. Ben right now is a guy who's getting told that he's lost a step, so he has a ton to prove, and I'm sure he's going to do everything he possibly can to show that he still has it. So, yeah, the better quarterback play wins this game.
You know what's funny about the Chiefs, at least in my opinion, I think Andy Reid has always been overrated as a coach, and Alex Smith has always been underrated as a quarterback.
Andy Reid's really good Monday through Saturday, and he loses his mind on Sundays.
And also through December.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Alex Smith has never gotten enough credit. Andy Reid has gotten too much.
Expound on that. Is it because Alex Smith, people think, just manages a game?
Yeah. I mean, we call somebody a game manager. That's not a bad thing. It really isn't. But I think when somebody's a game manager, and correct me if I'm wrong, that means he doesn't throw the deep ball. Right? Isn't that pretty much what that means?
I think it means he's a product of a system. He's a guy who just goes out and doesn't make mistakes as opposed to tries to make
and
big plays.
Not good enough or talented enough to take over a game and win on his own.
Correct. He's not the guy you see when you're down 5 points and you need to go 89 yards and just you go and you push your team up the field.
Like Aaron Rodgers.
Correct.
Or Dilfer. That poor guy will never get credit for winning that Super Bowl. It was the defense.
And I think that in terms of being a game manager, it's kind of like, you just don't lose it. Go
Correct.
Out, we'll do enough. Don't lose it for this football team. Alex Smith, I think, has gone a long way to winning football games this year. But in terms of things to prove, that to me is where this quarterback battle comes in on Sunday. Ben wants to prove, I ain't washed up. I'm not this guy who's done. I'm not over the hill. I'm fine. My legs are okay. I'm throwing the ball high just because it happens to be coincidence right now. And Alex Smith wants to prove, I belong. I belong with Ben. I belong with Aaron Rodgers. I belong with these upper echelon quarterbacks in the league right now. So there is something to prove. And I think you do take that into a game with you when you're trying to prove people some things.
I think there's more to prove on Ben's side than Alex Smith. I think Alex Smith's playing with like house money right now. Everyone's running with how good he's playing. All he has to do is get to 6-0, and he's automatically going to lock himself in a good place for that MVP. Ben, on the other hand, I hope he doesn't try to do too much to
right.
show that he's the old Ben and force things. That would hurt the team.
Yeah, that's exactly what they can't do. And you're right. I was thinking that as well, especially in the red zone, where if hear Marcus Gilbert say this could be one of those 5 or 6 touchdown games. Well, that'd be great if it was, but they're going about things the wrong way in the red zone, and we'll get into that.
Oh, it's 7 o'clock,
later
hot
on.
And heavy. Absolutely,
I've got a solution to this, and it's pretty obvious, but I think you guys will agree with it. But Ben, this is the old don't try to do too much kind of thing. Let the game come to you. All those take out all the
cliches.
You almost
want Ben to be a manager of the game.
Yeah. But I think, and you know what else, and Josh, I know you're big on this. I honestly think, and this guy is a bit player, I honestly think that Eli Rogers being in the lineup is actually going to be of comfort to Ben. And I think that having him in the slot with AB on the outside. I don't care what they do with Juju Smith-Schuster or Martavis Bryant. But if Rodgers, I mean, he was the third leading receiver last season on the team. Use this guy. And I don't care about dropping a punt. Continue to use AB on punts. And I mean, half the time he has to fair catch it anyway, so it's not like he gets tired. So get Rodgers in there, make him part of the offense, get him involved early, and that'll provide a wrinkle that really has been missing the last couple of weeks.
And what it may do, it may relegate Martavis Bryant to a bit player.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.